Chris McCoy.
Hi, I'm Chris McCoy. For the almost past 4 years, I've been fortunate to be Sally's almost constant companion. We'd go anywhere and everywhere together. We would go to Alki, where she would reminisce about dropping the children off in the morning while her and Dixie went to work, and then ending the day with a fire on the beach and cooking dinner. We'd go to the Space Needle, where we would sit there and rotate at least 3 or 4 times. And I think lunch is maybe 1 time. We would go to Bellevue Square, because she loved shopping and she loved bling. And we'd go into the fancy dress shops and tell the sales girls, we're not buying anything, we're just looking, this is just for pleasure. And they would still just hustle around us, and they'd bring her and she'd try all these gowns on, and we just had fun. She was just lighthearted, they loved her, they didn't care she wasn't going to buy anything. We'd go to the casino, which she loved. Not because she was a gambler, but because she liked to sit at the buffet and talk to any stranger she could find. Without a doubt, we had run into people that Sally knew everywhere we went. Relatives, friends. People would come up to me and say, I don't think you know who you're dealing with here. And I'd say, I think I have a pretty good idea. She was always playful and generous. And she also showed me how to flirt. One day I took Sally to Salty's for her birthday. And we had our 3-hour lunch and everything. And Sally went to the restroom. And on her way back from the restroom, she ran into a couple sitting at the bar, a man and a woman. And she was up there for 45 minutes. I'm sitting there looking out the night view. And pretty soon this man walked Sally back to the table and said, I'm going to buy your lunch today. And I said, well, I already paid the bill. And he said, well, we can just reverse the charges because I need to buy this woman lunch today. I went, okay. Those kind of things happened all the time with Sally. One day, we would go to Albertson's actually quite a bit. I think it was a social event for Sally because there's always people she knew there. But one day, she ran into this very, very nice-looking man in a suit. He's probably maybe 40. And they were talking away over at the fish counter, talking. I thought, okay, they're catching up on old memories. And I was just over-reading the labels off of boxes, trying to entertain myself. Pretty soon, she brings him over, and she introduces him to me. Oh, this is so-and-so, Chris. I went, oh, hi, nice to meet you. And then they started to bid their adieu, and he's going down the aisle saying, bye, bye, and Sally goes, bye, bye. And so she came back, and I said, so Sal, which one of your relatives was that? And she said, I don't know, I've never seen him before. I told Barbara the story, and she said, do I have something to worry about here, Chris? And I said, I don't know, anything could happen, which was the truth. Sally had me convinced I was the most brilliant person in the world. She complimented me every day. She thanked me every day. She thought it was amazing that I knew how to get cash out of a cash machine and that I knew how to take my car through a car wash. Her eyes were as big as saucers the first time she went through a car wash. She was always surrounded by the most loving and caring family that anyone could possibly ever have. I never saw Sally despair, always happy. In the early days when I started working with her, she would always have toast and peanut butter ready for me when I walked in the door in the morning. Then our days would just begin. We never knew what was going to happen or where we were going to go. We definitely were going to have our makeup and our high heels and our nails and our hair done before we left. As I left every night, Sally would run over to the rail and blow kisses at me as I drove out. And my heart would just blow wide open. I'd tell my friends about Sally, and they'd say, I want a Sally. I want a job like that. And I'd say, sorry, I think they broke the mold. Sally would always immediately correct you if you tried to say goodbye. Never, never could you say goodbye. You could only say so long. So long, Sally. I carry you in my heart.